For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Governor Jay Nixon is going on a trade mission to Canada this week with two goals in mind. Nixon's spokesperson, Scott Holstie, says those goals are to solidify Missouri's strong export market in Canada and to increase investment by Canadian companies in Missouri. Nixon will meet with the leaders of several major Canadian corporations during the visit. Holstie says Canada purchased nearly $4 billion worth of Missouri goods last year, including machinery, agricultural goods, chemicals, and food products.
We look forward to continuing strengthening our relationship with our export partners, and certainly the one right across our northern border has proven to be our top market for Missouri exports.
Holstie says agreement updates will continue to come in this week while Governor Nixon is on his trip. Missouri has seen a dramatic increase in heroin overdoses over the past 5 years. This past weekend, two deaths occurred in Jefferson City, with a heroin overdose being the suspected cause. The Jefferson City Police Department's response to the increase is called the HOPE Project, which was created in late 2011 and aims to educate residents about heroin before it becomes an issue. For Jefferson City resident Jim Marshall, getting involved with the HOPE Project is a method of coping with the loss of his son.
Losing a son and being an educator, my response was why. And when I asked a lot of people what was going on with this, I found out that this was an epidemic.
Jim Marshall contributes his testimony to the HOPE Project to educate families on the harsh realities of drug abuse and hopes it will help victims come forward and ask for help. Winter weather has led the Missouri legislature to cancel most of its activities today. All House and Senate committees scheduled for Monday have been canceled. The Missouri Senate has also canceled its Monday session and will instead convene Tuesday. The Missouri House is still scheduled to convene Monday evening, but staff have said there are no plans to debate any legislation. The legislature typically meets from Monday afternoon through Thursday afternoon. The Missouri Tourism Commission has also canceled its scheduled meeting Monday in Jefferson City. Every year, Columbia's downtown area comes alive during the weekend of the True False Film Festival. Many of the weekend's festival goers stop by the box office to pick up passes or look through the True False merchandise available. Now that the box office is closed, this space will soon have its own place in the Columbia art community. Imago Gallery and Cultural Center will begin renovations to the space as soon as the festival is over. The center is owned by Caris Church, a local congregation that started in 2006. The church plans to have its offices on the second floor of the building, but the Imago Center will primarily display work of local artists and host community lectures. Brooke Danielson is the director of the Imago Center and a member of the Caris Church. She says the congregation believes creativity and art serve an important purpose in the community.
We believe that whatever your faith that you profess or none at all, that those are good gifts and that they should be shared. And so we want to be a part of that.
Caris Church began leasing the space at the start of February and immediately let the True False Film Festival turn the building into their headquarters for the weekend. This is a partnership that the center hopes to continue in the future. The gallery's first exhibit is called Landscape, Idea, and Ideal, and is scheduled to open in late April. The University of Missouri's Chancellor, R. Bowen Lofton, honored Gary Seville and Barbara Stampley Seville today for donating $2.5 million to Mizzou School of Veterinary Medicine. This funding will be focused on aiding students through a scholarship program and is aimed at further diversifying the veterinary profession. Seville said it was the MU staff that stimulated the couple's desire to offer the endowment to Mizzou.
What can we do that's going to be worthwhile, something that's going to last? What drove and attracted us to here was the personal relationship.
The scholarships will be based on financial need, and preference will be given to students who belong to ethnic groups. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump.